We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I don't know. It's Friday, May 14th, 2021. How did we get here so fast? I mean, the Royals suck. How did that happen so quickly?
It happened fast, didn't it?
I don't remember. I mean, we've seen a lot of crazy things with the Royals and bad teams and bad swings and losing streaks, but I don't remember such a quick turn, such a harsh turn. From, hey, first place, this team's for real, let's go. To this team can't beat anyone, and maybe they're the worst team in the division. They can't be, can they? They can't be worse than Detroit.
I don't think so. I don't think over the course of the year they can be.
Hope not.
They were this week.
Right. I hope not. So, but just like, I went to the dentist yesterday. The dentist. I had some dental work done.
Well, that sounds fun.
My face was numb. So I told my dentist, I said, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I like it. I love it. And so I was there, I don't know, like a week and a half ago. And Dr. Hake loves the Royals, you know that. Remember when Dr. Hake brought us the toothbrushes a few years ago?
Yeah.
And Aaron didn't get one and he got all pissed off? Yeah. What are you in there giggling for like that didn't happen?
Right? That happened. But I didn't get one either.
You didn't get mad.
No, because I wasn't. I don't know.
Right. I think, didn't I get one? You got one and Grunhardt got one, right?
Yeah. That's what happened.
Whose arm was broken? Or hand was broken or
probably
something?
Nate
I had a broken wrist.
And that's what we were talking about. Yeah. And he was kind enough to bring that to help you brush, because you were talking about how you were having trouble brushing your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yep.
And that's how Dr. Hake won my heart. And he's been the dentist for me and my family ever since, right?
That's great.
And so I was in there like a week and a half ago. And then, you know, he said, you got to come back. He had some stuff done. And so I made the appointment for like, you know, 10 days later. And so I'm in there yesterday seeing him. And the last time I had seen him, just 10 days ago, I mean, he came in, hey, how about the rule? Can you believe this? This is great. First place. Do you think they're this good? And, you know, I'm like, yeah, maybe. I mean, look, how about then? And Bobby Wood Jr.'s not here yet, you know. And it was just like overflowing with enthusiasm and positivity, right? And it's like, and then yesterday he comes in and he goes, eh, well, how about those Royals? Can you believe this? No, I can't believe it. He goes, you were just here like 10 days ago when they were in first place. What happened? I go, what? Well, Doc, let me tell you, I don't know. But just, it was that quick.
Oh, man.
Like, last, my 10 days ago, my last visit, we were high-fiving. I'm like, yeah, let's go Royals. I come back to, and I can't feel my face. I'm a little goofy. And it's like, oh, they haven't won since I've been here, I think. And they haven't won since they pulled Junis out of the rotation. So naturally, tonight, the streak will end when Junis starts.
That's how it is. Okay.
That's the way the baseball gods are going to do this. They were looking from the baseball heavens like, why did you take Junis out of the rotation? It should have been Keller or Minor. Why did you do that? Okay, then. You won't win until you put him back in the rotation. So that's what it is. He's starting, and it's a doubleheader against the White Sox. How's everyone feel?
The Royals. Two chances to break the streak in one day.
Well, not just break the streak that they're going through right now, break the losing trend that they have against the White Sox the last 2 years. They're 2-13 against the White Sox last season and this season. So pardon me if I'm not looking to play a doubleheader against the team I'm 2-13 against. Doesn't feel like that's going to be fun. A fun day at the ballpark. But maybe Junis getting a chance to start. So if he pitches really well and beats the White Sox,
yep.
You think they'll say, back to the bullpen?
I don't know.
Or do you think they'll let him stay? You think that's even possible?
That they put him back in the bullpen?
That he can win his spot back in the rotation based on what he does tonight.
Well, whose spot's he going to take?
Pick. I mean, Lynch, Minor, Keller.
I think it would
do. I need to be specific? Oh, I don't know. I can't take any of those guys out of there. Oh, I mean,
pick. I don't. Pick, he says.
The way you said it was like, you know, these guys are all so good. Which one are you going to take out? Huh? Pick, I don't know. Well, which one?
It's not that they're so good, but clearly there was a reason they didn't take Minor or Keller out
right,
of the rotation.
But that was
last
before
time.
They lost 11 games in a row. And if you can't win, and this kid comes in to the rotation again and beats the team that you can't beat and throws a really good game, do you think maybe he should be in the rotation? Maybe we messed up. Do you think? So my question is to you: do you think he could pitch well enough to force them to admit that they may have made a mistake and they put him back in the rotation? Or is this just a spot start? We just need you for the doubleheader and get your ass back to the bullpen after this, Jake.
I mean, I would like to think that, yeah, he can pitch himself back in the rotation. But...
all right.
Sometimes this can be a pretty stubborn organization.
All right.
And I'm not saying that as a criticism, actually. Sometimes being stubborn is just means sticking to what you believe in, right? And sometimes you got to stick with what you believe in even through the tough times.
I'm gonna remember you saying this.
do you agree with me, Jake? Are you?
Well, I mean, I live that.
Yeah, right. And there's sometimes that probably damages you, right? There's sometimes when that's a vice for you, but there's other times when it's probably served you well. I'm guessing where you've stood by something even when. You know, the evidence.
I feel like it hurts me more than it helps me.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's a double edged sword.
That's a valuable thing to hear you say, you know, because that's your, you know, that's your lifestyle. But
I feel when I'm flexible, I feel like life's a little easier.
Yeah. So, but, you know, sometimes this, you know, we see this, sometimes this organization, they believe in a guy. You know, I always go back to the third base tree with Mike Moustakas. They believed in him and they were stubborn about it and they stuck with him. And in the end, they were rewarded for it. But there's other times when they stick by things and you're like, why are they doing that? And it never pays out. So I don't know.
That's all. If they see that, oh, we were doing well and Junis was doing well in the rotation, then yeah. We took him out, things fell apart. Oh, we put him back in, he just beat the White Sox. If that would
give them
a different perspective.
I would like to see him back in the rotation.
And maybe he gets hammered tonight. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he pulls a Tanner Roark.
Right. 2:10 p.m. is game one, Brad Keller and Lucas Giolito. And then game two is at 7:10, and that's Jake Junis and Michael Kopech.
Who
will strike out 13 Royals.
Oh, boy. That's probably true.
Just letting you know.
I think you ought to be able to take Daniel Lynch's place, because Daniel Lynch could benefit from some time in advanced minor league baseball.
I saw someone tweet.
Clark's been getting his tits lit.
Really has.
And it made me laugh, even though it was at the Royals' expense. But someone tweeted, I wish I can't remember who retweeted it. Maybe it was Mellinger. I can't remember, but I saw somebody tweet. They should call him Daniel Lunch, since that's what he's serving up today.
Whoa!
With the pitches. With the, you know, maybe I laughed. Can't get mad anymore, can you?
No. Nope.
Okay, you're a gambling man, Jake.
He's never pitched above A ball.
Who, Jake? He's Lynch. Never pitched at all. He was say soccer.
Oh, fifth grade, I had a no hitter.
Okay, you've got $100 bill burning a hole in your pocket. Both of you.
I'm holding on to it.
No, you're not. But I just told you, it's burning a hole in your pocket.
Okay. Ow.
And we just happen to be where we can gamble legally. Where are we at? Iowa? We're up in Iowa.
Yeah,
we're
not.
What are we doing up in Iowa?
Sure you can.
But what are we doing up there, I said?
We're hanging out with Boddicker on his farm.
We're up in Iowa. We're at Boddicker's farm.
Planting corn.
planting corn, and then we decide to go out, you know, to a bar or something afterwards, and we're going to go, we go to a gambling hall.
All of a sudden, we're like in 1953 in Iowa.
Maybe
we go to the gambling hall.
They don't crack wise with me. We're going to the gambling hall.
And
see,
then we go shopping at the Five and Dime. No, so we go gambling.
Go out and get a malt sundae.
And I tell you, put $100 on which pitcher is going to perform well. Who's going to have a better outing today for the Royals? Brad Keller or Jake Junis? Who are you going to pick?
Junis.
Keller was better last game.
Yeah, he was.
And they picked Keller over Junis to stay in the rotation.
Well,
despite Keller's struggles, so who's going to have who's going to have the better game today? What game would you feel more comfortable? I guess it depends on who they're facing. I mean, Giolito's good, but Michael Kopech, he's been in the bullpen. He's had a couple of spot starts. He's been unbelievable. And so even though Giolito's the more proven starting pitcher, Kopech is a super prospect and looks incredible. And he looks like Thor. He looks like a superhero pigeon. Intimidating. But which pitcher do you have more faith in performing well today against the White Sox?
Junis. But I don't say that with any great confidence. Here's part of the problem is, has it messed with his confidence?
Right.
Has it messed with his rhythm?
That's why I'm kind of leaning Keller.
He was in a rhythm when he was in the starting rotation. He's out of that rhythm now. So can he get back in it? I don't know.
I think I'm going Keller.
But for me, like, Keller had a good start last month.
Friday.
And then turned around. No, like, last month he had one good start. Remember, then he was like, hey, it looks like maybe Keller's fixed. And then he turned around and got bombed the next time out. So.
Right. But, he looked pretty good on Friday.
So six innings, three runs.
There you go.
Was solid. Works out to a 4.50 ERA, but it's a quality start.
Yep. Hey, for him, it's been better than what he's been doing.
We'd probably take that.
Yep. And honestly, if one of those guys do that, that's probably going to be the better of the two starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because White Sox offense is pretty good.
Kopech, by the way, in 22 innings, has 35 strikeouts. And he's given up 12 hits. He's only started two games. Because they can't find a spot for him in the rotation because it's actually tough to.
Yeah.
People were mad that Carlos Rodon got the fifth spot instead of him. That's kind of worked out. But he's also taken to the relief role.
Yeah.
Unlike Junis.
Bubic has taken well to the relief role. He did really well yesterday.
Does that make you want to see him as a starter again or maybe leave him in the bullpen?
I mean,
leave it alone.
Nah, switch things up when they're working.
No, please. Please, no.
I mean, he doesn't strike me as a prototypical bullpen guy. He strikes me more as a starting type pitcher, but...
Wait for an injury.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
Brad Keller in the afternoon game, Jake Junis in the evening game against the Chicago White Sox, a team that the Royals are 2-13 against. So it doesn't look great, but, I mean, what looks great when you've lost 11 in a row? What we already saw the matchups that heavily favor the Royals on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't ask for two better matchups than freaking Brady Singer, who had dominated the Tigers in four starts, and the Tigers, who were awful. They were 10-24, and the Royals just swept them in a four-game series. And then you got Singer on the mound, and they lose. Oh, they okay. Duffy. Duffy has a top-five ERA. Now, he'll stop this thing against the Tigers. Tigers beat him, too. He got swept by the Tigers. So, I guess what's on paper doesn't matter, right? So, what? You got to beat somebody. Make it the White Sox, even though you've only beat them twice in 15 games in the past 2 years.
So,
it doesn't feel great.
You know, you were saying you don't remember a time when things turn around so fast. I've referenced that 2009 season a couple times when they got off to an 18-11 start. Seven games over 500 by May 7th. And it was like, I remember at that time, I thought, oh, they got Zach Greinke. He's dominating. You know, they got Sory in the bullpen. This team's going to be legit. They went from 18-11 on May 7th to by June 21st, they were 10 games under 500. They had they didn't have an 11-game losing streak, but they had a six-gamer, a four-gamer, a 4-gamer, and then an 8-gamer, all in the span from May, from the middle of May to the middle of June.
Were they in first place?
I don't know if they were in first place. They were 7 games over .500, and they went. And then they were by the middle of June. They were 10 games under .500, yeah. And they lost 90. Here's the scary part: they lost 97 games that year. It's possible. It's possible to get off to a hot start and have a really good first month of the season.
Well, yeah, because the hot start's a race now. It's gone.
Yeah, it's totally gone, and so. That's the year that year always like stands out to me because 18 and 11, that's, you know, it's 30 games almost. And you're like, oh, they've been playing for a while. They're 7 games over .500. This team's not gonna probably it's gonna take a lot to get them under .500. They're gonna have a chance to stay above .500 all year.
Part of this for me was they were in first place.
Yeah, they had the best record in the AL, didn't they?
Major League Baseball.
All baseball, yeah.
Ha.
All and they were baseball. In first place. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything about that season. I don't know why.
That's the year Greinke won the Cy Young, I believe.
I was never the big Greinke fan that everybody else was. I mean, he was fine. I liked him, but just, you know.
Yeah, he won the Cy Young Award that year. Huh.
So you're saying the Royals are going to lose 97 games?
No. But it's possible.
Is that the point of the story? Well, you brought that up for a reason.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Do you think they're on their way to losing 90 plus games?
I think they're on their way to flirting with 90 losses.
Well, you're throwing yourself off this bandwagon. You're done.
I'm not throwing myself
off. Well, it sounds
off,
like dude. It. If they're flirting with 90 losses, then.
Then Vegas was way wrong.
Were they? What did they say, 72?
72 and a half, that'd be 65 wins, wouldn't it?
72 and a half wins is what the total...
Vegas, right. So if they would lose 97 games, they'd win 65, so they'd be way off.
He said 90.
Flirting with 90. So if they won 72, right. That would be 72
For some reason,
90,
they said 97.
Right? No, because according to him, then Vegas would be exactly right, because it would be 72 wins.
Right. Well, my ears aren't working today.
Right.
It's okay.
I'm just surprised that... No, I guess I'm not. Hey, you've seen how bad they can be right now. So, of course, you're going to have worse expectations. So they're going to flirt with 90 losses. Well, we'll see. It's hard to be optimistic right now. Man. They're already 4 games below .500.
Yeah.
After they had the best record in baseball a couple of weeks ago. Well, we'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us. Stan Weber will be here in a little bit. Gary Lezak, Mike McFarland, Tim Grunhard. Well, Timmy looked good out at the golf course on Monday.
He does look good.
Lean and mean.
Very lean.
He was one of the most popular guys in the room. Everyone congratulating him for the Hall of Fame. What are you laughing for? You were on TV, so I have to point it out because people see you. What are you laughing about?
So we talked a lot about my shenanigans.
We can talk more about it if you want.
Well,
Mark's been getting his tits lit.
Really has.
I don't know what this says, and I don't know if he wants this public. But I got a text message from Mark.
I don't know if he wants this public, but let me say
it
on the air
anyway.
Yeah. I don't think it's too damaging.
Okay,
to him,
so who is it?
Mark Boerichter.
Oh, geez. Sorry, Mark.
Texted me yesterday and invited me to play golf with him. And the best part was he had to preface it with, "This is actually a serious text."
So just him, or is there kind of some kind of foursome that heard about you? Like, hey, what this guy?
Yeah,
our squad.
It sounds like some work buddies of his, yeah. And they had a guy drop out and.
I mean, I would think that was a joke initially, too.
Yeah, right? I would have,
hey,
too.
Nate, you want to go golfing?
Yeah, funny guy, Mark. So, yeah, he said, this is a serious text, but we actually had a spot come open this afternoon. You want to golf with us?
So now you have that expectation whenever you play golf. Are you going to be able to live up to that? You're going to be...
Absolutely not. I was
fun guy, no. Shot guy. Oh, no, I'm telling you. That's why do you think they want you to play?
Because I'm Nate, a swell guy.
Nate's going to take his shirt off if we make a long putt.
We'll get him hammered.
Nate's going to take shots with us. I am not a shots guy, by the way.
That is not.
Do you have a friend?
Most recent
in the past, have you had a friend where if you invite him, then the party's better?
He's a good time guy. Yeah.
Then he's the straw that stirs the drink, Mr. Good Time Guy. See, now
I was told that I had that effect on the groups before.
In the golfing community here, I'm not part of the golfing community. Jake used to be when he was Falcon Lakes Jake.
Yep.
That's gone.
Yep.
In the golfing community, you're like Mr. Good Time Guy.
Mr. Good Time Guy.
And that's exactly why, and you are a swell guy, but that's exactly why they want you to play, because they heard about these shenanigans and what you did and what you might bring to their foursome. Like, oh, we're getting wasted. Who do you want? Bukati, you know.
Oh, get Bukati out here, you know.
Do all the people that work with Mark Bowers talk like that, you think? Like,
I don't know.
Hey.
That was funny.
Sorry to Mark's co-workers. Don't you think that's why they want him now, Jake?
I hope not.
Because they heard what?
Oh, 100%.
How much fun he is.
It's just Friday, I guess.
Oh, so you're playing today?
I can't play.
Oh.
I'm picking my kids up from school. How lame is that?
Were you sad that you couldn't play?
I was going to be worried. I was like, there's no way he's playing soccer.
I would like to play with Mark Boerichter. Yeah, I told him please keep me in mind in the future. But I probably...
You're at the top of the list now, buddy.
Yeah, for everybody.
Your phone's going to be blowing up for tee times.
It's like, I'm going to be outlawed from some golf courses,
I bet there's
but
gonna be
invited to others.
There's going
to
be like a list of like good time charity golf events. That you're going to be one of the first celebrities they ask, and then there's going to be a list of like real serious charity golf tournaments, you know, probably with involving kids or whatever. Like, yeah, we can't have him here. He is
for the record. If I'm with a group that wants to play serious golf, I am more
than
capable.
You're taking your shirt off, no matter what.
I'm more than capable.
Music loud and shirts off.
Right.
I'm more than
crank
capable
it up.
Of playing the way.
Give me a song.
Cervic here.
Give us a song you might crank up in the. In the golf cart.
Like, well, we were listening to Hip Hop Barbecue on Spotify.
Yeah, that's about right. See? That sounds right.
Then we listened
to
80s music. And then, of course, we listened to some polka music as well.
Yeah.
You can't have a bad time when polka music is playing.
Who brought the Bluetooth
Frank.
Speaker? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were picking the music. Don't blame Frank.
Well, I picked the Hip Hop Barbecue, and then he switched it over to 80s music, and then I switched it back to polka.
And you guys were getting after it. That's what people want.
Some people, and look.
A lot of people.
I also know that some people don't, and I can play golf like a civilized person as well if I need to.
So you're giving up on the Royals, huh?
I'm not giving up, no.
You said they're going to flirt with 90 losses. That's kind of giving up.
Well, that's what I think is going to happen, but I don't know, and that's what's beautiful about sports. They could surprise me. They surprised me with the start they had this year.
Have they surprised you with this losing streak?
A little bit. I mean... A little bit. Yeah, we were listening to this kind of thing.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, Snoop and DRE.
This makes you want to golf, doesn't it? Like when this first came out, I heard that go, I got to grab a golf club. I got to get out there. This is golfing music.
I want to hit the links.
Right.
Boy, it makes me nervous when Jake plays a song like that.
Is he being too negative about the Royals now, or do you think he's just right?
Here's
he said
the thing.
They're going to flirt
with 90. At this point in time, I don't think
because
there's anything that's too negative.
If they're flirting with 90, you're talking 72 and 90. Vegas was right.
Then I'll be pissed because I
took the over.
Maybe
he's wrong.
You know, maybe they go 75 and 87.
Okay.
You know,
that's fine.
Flirting with 90.
That's the over, buddy.
That's the over. So that does
a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big difference what you're talking about over there to some people.
Is it? So, I mean, it's a big difference financially.
Yes, it is. Don't just keep throwing that around like that's nothing. Is it 72 or is it 75?
I don't know.
Oh, my jaw still hurts. Ow.
The thing is, they just.
I had two shots in my mouth yesterday. Ow, right in the back of the jaw.
Maybe Mondesi can give them a huge boost.
The needle was this long.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Man. When I got the shot yesterday?
That looks. That
I know. I was like, why is it so long?
That's what
he just said. Mondesi might give him a shot in the arm.
Yeah. He didn't win him back 2 weeks ago.
No, he said this is good.
Winning games.
He's gonna make this team worse. How can he make this team worse?
I didn't say it would make the team worse.
Said
you
maybe.
Asked me if it would make it.
You
better,
didn't know if it would make
I wasn't
it better.
Sure. I will say this. I was thinking of it in terms of replacing Nicky Lopez in the lineup, and that's not right. Like we heard JJ say yesterday, he would come in. Lopez would go to second.
Well, I told you that last week.
I know.
Look at because they always have right now either O'Hearn or
I will also
Alberto
say there's
the
no
lineup.
Guarantee that Mondesi gives him a big shot in the arm. He could come in and have one of those months where he hits 100 and strikes out.
Yeah, fit right in.
What a ringing endorsement from Nate Pucati on the return of Mondesi.
He's got the ability to give him a shot in the arm. Maybe at some point in time, you know, and these young pitchers like Singer and Lynch, maybe they figure it out a little bit. So
there we go.
It's possible they turn it back around.
We'll be back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stan Weber, have you already cleared your schedule for Cowboys at Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium?
Every time that the Chiefs play, my schedule is cleared. Every time the Cowboys play, my schedule is cleared. Could it be double cleared? I don't know.
So if someone says, hey, we got this big party we need to have you attend. Like if your wife said, Stan, there's something we got to do. It's a surprise birthday party, Stan.
I want to think of
what could I say like that would rival Cowboys Chiefs for him.
Can I ask the easiest question I've ever asked to Stan Weber?
So
first of all, my wife would never do that. But secondly, no. You guys can call me during the game. Jake might even call me once in a while. If Jake called me during the game, there is not a chance I would answer the phone.
Wow.
Because I don't want any conversation to go through the commercial and into a play. I'm not going to miss a play. So I don't pick up my phone for however many hours the Chiefs or Cowboys are playing.
So when I went over to Stan's and he showed me the board game and we played and all that stuff, the basement setup that he told us about and talked to us about how we could come over and watch an NFL Sunday one day and the four
TVs. Week one would be good.
That would be great. But so we were talking about it. I said, well, we should try to do it when it's like the Chiefs and the Cowboys play like on Monday night and Thursday night or something, so we can just watch all the games. Because I said, I know that when the Chiefs play, Steven doesn't want anybody bothering him.
Right.
And I know when the Cowboys play, Stan doesn't want anybody bothering him. So we're definitely not having the watch party when the Chiefs play the Cowboys,
right?
We can't do that. We'll pick another time.
We also can't do that because... You know, whenever the schedule comes out, I tell Phil St. John, pick a game, which one you want to go to. And it's always been the Chargers. And it was always because, you know, Philip Rivers, when he was a little kid, he liked the idea that there was a quarterback named Philip. And then he realized he hated him. And so then...
one L, too,
right? That's exactly, one L, the one L club, one L and Philip. So I said, look at the schedule. What do you think? There's some really good games. And there were some, and it was, like, I mean, the Packers... And Aaron Rodgers.
Don't say there's some really
the
good
Steelers.
Games. This is the best home schedule in the Chiefs history.
And so,
first of all, there's nine games instead of eight. But even look at the names. Right. There is not a bad game there.
And I didn't want to say this because I think Nate is irritated with all the intention. What about the Cowboys? You know, always on.
They are a ratings juggernaut.
Right.
They have a huge fan base. But in terms of their production on the field, they haven't deserved the kind of treatment they get when it comes to primetime football over the past how long?
It feels like it'd be cool to see him play the Cowboys. I said it would be cool to see him play the Cowboys. Also the Packers, though. That's got to be number one, to see if Aaron Rodgers is with the Packers. But, man, I want to go see the Chiefs and the Cowboys play. Stan, will you go to the game? Stan?
Likely, yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
I did last time. They played in town, and... I don't like when the Chiefs wear fire red. I do not like it at all.
Flamed up.
The red on red, red pants.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Nate doesn't either.
I don't either.
That is high school.
They look like ketchup bottles to me.
They flamed up.
but they flamed up that day. It was one of the first times they've ever done it. And Dez Bryant did a good job of dropping an easy touchdown pass, and the Chiefs found a way to win. But there was a giant thunderstorm. It was a beautiful morning for a noon kickoff. We went out and tailgated, and, man, I do not tailgate. So this is a whole new experience for me. But my son-in-law and my whole family, they know how to tailgate and have a great time at all the K-State games. So they had it all set up. This is going to be great. And we went out. We had a good time. You know, for 45 minutes, this tailgate was going well. And all of a sudden, the biggest thunderstorm ever just bombed Arrowhead's parking lot. And then you're going, wow, how long is this going to last? But fortunately, about 20 minutes before noon, it all ended. And when we walked into the stadium, sat there on a beautiful day, and it was like three different days within 5 hours of each other. But no, it's there's nothing more beautiful on a television to me than football. And when the Chiefs and Cowboys out there with their uniforms, Chiefs always have their red jerseys on when they're playing the Cowboys.
Who are your boys rooting for?
Who do my boys root for?
Yeah, like when the Cowboys and the Chiefs play. Do they want to please their father, or do they love the Chiefs? Or?
Stanton is kind of just likes the NFL and has an appreciation. I don't think he has a favorite team necessarily. Obviously, he loves the Royals, and they like the Chiefs, but Landry definitely Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
I mean, his name is Landry.
Right. That makes sense.
But you know, you get like Nick
right there.
Like Nick Lecky's son
Landry, a little.
You know, is going against dad and roots for Texas, right?
I think he dropped that, but yeah.
Oh, did he? But there were, you know, yes, there are examples
he
of that.
Did it. Oh, yeah.
Well, Nate's told us a story about how he would root against teams because of his dad.
Right or wrong, my family has. Maybe I'm a bad parent or a good. I don't know. Everyone's on the same wavelength.
It's good.
I mean,
good
around our house, everybody roots for the same things.
That's solid.
There's right. There's no diversity at all.
Because I say the same thing. Maybe I'm, but like, you know, Susan said, like, will you let them root for the teams they want to root for? I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No chance.
There would be zero rooting for any teams in this house. You love the Chiefs. You love the Royals. You love Mizzou. You love UMKC. Right now, you love Canelo Alvarez. There will be no talk of anything else. You know what? I did not like Ezekiel Elliott at all because he turned his back on Missouri, and that made me mad. And I just didn't really like him very much. But then there's a little mini film of him playing a round of golf with Canelo Alvarez. Now, one of my favorite non-Chiefs in the NFL. See how quickly I can turn like that? Just like the snap of the fingers.
The fastest one I ever had. I did not like Tony Dorsett. Tony mm-hmm. Dorsett for Pitt mm-hmm. ran all over the field. Tony Dorsett was a Heisman Trophy winner. I did not like this guy.
Then you loved
him. This up a newcomer. And then the Cowboys traded with the Seahawks in 1977, and they drafted Tony Dorsett number one. He changed his name to Dorsett, his pronunciation. And I loved him and made I cut out Sports Illustrated pictures of him as a Pitt player and put him up. And heck, I was 14 years old at that time, 15 years old, and I was so excited. I loved Tony Dorsett. So I know how quickly it can change.
See that picture.
I liked that K-State intercepted a pass and ran it back for a touchdown against Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not against Patrick Mahomes now, so you know it changes quick.
You get Canelo and Zeke. See, they're out there playing golf. They're having fun. They got smiles on their faces. I like them now.
Is Nate Buchanan in that picture, too?
Nope. Shirt off. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're going to talk to the head golf coach at Rockhurst High School, Coach Mark Nussbaum, I'm going to let him explain it. It was brought to my attention. I had a conversation with him yesterday, and it affects a rule change. It affects not only Rockhurst High School, who had a phenomenal season this year, but also Smithville High School up in the Northland. And there's, to sum it up, and I'll let Coach explain it, there's seven teams that should be advancing to the state championship coming up on Monday that aren't going to be advancing because of a somewhat bizarre rule change. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steven. I'm doing well.
So I probably did a poor job of just trying to summarize everything. But so explain what has happened and why teams like Rockhurst and Smithville are sectional champions and are not being allowed to advance to the state golf championship.
Well, they basically changed the rule. The Board of Advisory and the MISHA staff last spring changed the rule from it used to be the top two teams and the top 12 individuals not on those teams plus ties would go to the state golf championship. Well, they changed it. There's no team concept to it anymore. They say that there is, but there are teams still going to play, but they took the if you win, you go concept out. They turned it into an individual tournament. They said just the top 18 individuals will go represent themselves. And if four or five from a certain school make it in those top 18, then they can play as a team at state.
Why did they do this?
It's a question that a lot of us coaches are asking. Evidently, they thought it was broken. They thought the pace of play was too slow. And in talking to the advisory board and some other coaches, It basically was, it was because of the girls' tournament taking too long. And maybe even the small class boys' tournament taking too long. Because their fourth and fifth golfers, say, might be shooting in the 100s. To me, that would be like a cross-country kid being the fifth, sixth, or seventh runner that might take an extra 4 or 5 minutes on the course saying, sorry, we know you're part of the team, but we're not going to bring you.
And so how many different teams are affected that say last year under the guidelines from last year would have been advancing to the state championship, but because of this rule change are not being allowed to advance to the state championship, even though they're sectional champions or finished in second place?
Well, speaking of the champions, there are five classes now in Missouri and four districts each. And so that's 20 districts. Only 13 district champions get to play at the state tournament. Seven of us do not. Second place, let's see, 14 second place teams. So 21 teams. And that's not a total, you know, that they still have representatives. They still have kids that are making it, but they don't get to play as teams. So seven of the champions don't go. And what is that? I even lost count. I'm still so upset about it. I get lost in numbers sometimes.
Did 14 in the second place?
Yeah.
And so when's the tournament? And the tournament's on Monday?
Tournament starts on Monday at five different sites around the state of Missouri. Correct.
And so I would imagine they've received quite a few complaints and inquiries. Have they indicated that they would reconsider, or has this ship sailed?
I think the ship has sailed. There seemed to be a canned response that since the girls' tournament was already played in the fall and they played under these guidelines, they're not going to change it now.
Are they going to have a team champion, or is it just going to be an individual champion? It's not a team championship sport.
Oh, Stan, they're still going to have a team champion. They are.
How does that work?
Well, there's those teams, the teams that were able to have four or five kids make it, get to play for the team championship. I'll give you an example. In our class, class five, there are seven teams that had four or five kids make it through. Unfortunately, ourselves and CBC out of St. Louis didn't make it. And we both shot the second best score in all the districts. So the second and third place or best scorers didn't make it through. In class two, there's only one team playing for the state championship called Myra.
So
the only team.
So they are the state champs,
right? Yeah. So because of this rule change, one team qualifies for the state championship in class two.
Yeah. So my money is on Phil Myra.
Right. Sounds like
it's smart money.
Sounds like they should. Jake, maybe. Yeah. Hey, there's something you can win there.
We got it.
The same thing that you're describing happened to Smithville as well. That's another Kansas City area team, right?
Correct. That is so right. Coach Mosby, I have not chatted with Coach Mosby, but I know that he has been in contact with some members of the advisory board, but I have not talked to him personally, and I just know that he's got to be feeling the same way because his team score was the fourth best in all the districts, and now they're not going to get a chance to compete for some hardware.
Coach, we have a minute left. I guess if you just want to, whatever you want to say that you think might make a difference, or whatever message you wanted to get out there before we hit the commercial break, you got about a minute left. So whatever message you have.
Well, Stephen, thank you for allowing me to do this. And the biggest message that I have is that they changed something that I didn't think was broken, at least in our class, and I can't speak for the other classes. And nobody was really talked to except the 16 advisory board members, and I don't think they even knew it was coming when they went to their meeting. So they tried to fix something that wasn't broken, and now it is definitely flawed, and I thought there was an easy fix. Go ahead and let the champions take a fourth player, but it's not going to happen.
And that would just be adding just a few players. That would be a reasonable fix that could actually happen by Monday, right?
Oh, yeah. That would be an easy fix. CBC, like, for example, in Class 5, CBC would take one extra player and we'd take one extra player. With the kid that actually scored, the fourth kid that actually scored and the team score on Monday could go.
Well, Coach, I know Rockers had a great year, so did Smithville. I mean, just to hear one team advance in Class 2A, that tells you the system doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad that you came on the show and talked a little bit about that to make people aware of that. And either way, congratulations on your team having a fantastic year. It sounds like they absolutely deserve to go out there and get a chance to win the state championship. But keep us updated and let us know if anything happens, all right?
Sounds great, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Coach, thank you for the time. Coach Nussbaum from Rockhurst. Congratulations to Smithville also on having a great year, even though they can't move on and try to win a state championship. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for watching us on 38 The Spot. Later on, we'll talk to Gary Lezak, get your weekend forecast, Mike McFarlane, Tim Grunhardt. But right now, we've got Stan Weber in studio for the next hour on Sports Radio 810 WHB.